fun back on Monday. Shots go to the 60th Annual Grammy Awards. Danny will have your word a little bit after 8 o'clock on Monday here on Q105. This is the morning after. It's Eric and your good neighbor Demetrius and Philip, a guest coming in after 9 o'clock. But we did this last week. We'll try it again. It's called What's the Word, where we kick around some local and national news stories. I wanted to give you guys the sheets I had printed out so you could think of these ahead of time. But now we'll just think on our feet.
Always goes well.
We do a good job with that. First thing, D, is Boogie microchipped?
Yes.
In case he gets lost?
Yes.
All right.
It's talking going nowhere.
I know.
Right.
This is a waste of a microchip.
Over at Lucas County Canine Care and Control, licenses—they're selling licenses. They're $25, and that money goes to help keep that place open and doing what they do for the community. So get your dog licensed, or just look at it as like just a nice $25 contribution to them taking care of those animals. But they also microchip dogs today between 11 and 3 for $20. Sounds like a good deal.
That does sound like a good deal.
No dog is running away in this weather. No dog.
No.
So here's what we're going to do. I will read the stories, or I'll give you a quick sentence, and then you'll fill in the blank, okay?
Okay.
With whatever word you want. Please do not curse. I shouldn't have to remind you of that, but one of these does involve a curse word, and we try to have a little bit of fun with what's the word. This was the story earlier this week, and it got a little bit out of control, but it was what it was. Oprah Winfrey would be a blank president. Oprah Winfrey would be a blank president. Philip?
Oprah Winfrey would be a interesting president, in my opinion.
Because we don't have that now?
No, because here's the thing. First of all, I don't like Oprah. Let's put that out there.
Really?
Number one, I do not like Oprah. And I'm pretty sure people are booing me and hissing at me right now. But something about Oprah, it just rubs me the wrong way. She is, I think it's a mask. I think, there's another person within Oprah. I don't know. Stepman is actually Oprah. Let's do that. She's a robot. Stepman is controlling Oprah.
D, Oprah Winfrey would be a blank president.
Good president. You know why? Because, look, when she goes in to do, peace negotiations with ISIS and things, and then she goes like this. All right, ISIS, look under your chairs. You get some chicken. You get some chicken. Everybody get some chicken. Now, come on now. Deep fried butter. Honestly, you'd walk out of there, you'd be like this. You know, that Oprah, she make me feel good.
I think she has more pull as not being president.
Dude, I agree.
Dude,
so
that speech you saw laid the foundation for Oprah 2020. And as much as she says she's not running, this whole thing, she's literally the Democratic Party's only hope of regaining any kind of traction in the White House. Hands down.
D, the chicken for ISIS, 0 points now on Weight Watchers.
See? Yep. Freestyling.
By the way, I don't care that she's a celebrity. She is much more grounded and reasonable than... Mm-hmm. Well, we'll come back to that person. Mm-hmm. D, this is for you. Stars turning John Wick into a TV show is blank.
A bad idea.
What?
Yes! Yes, some things just need to have 2.5 hours dedicated to it. Period. Look, I always say to myself, man, this is a great show. Like The Flash. I love The Flash.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's a point where you're like, damn, Flash, you get into a lot of trouble.
Should have been just a movie.
You're good as a movie, but at some point, I start blaming you for all the bad things that start happening in Star City. Because nobody should get into that much trouble. It's like that old lady who had that Murder, She Wrote show. Time she went somewhere, somebody died.
Murder follows you.
And nobody went like this. Maybe it's you, bitch.
Maybe you should sit down, watch some Golden Girls.
Phil,
same thing. It's horrible. It's horrible. I don't agree with that.
Let me give you this next one. I'm fascinated by this one. I don't know if you heard this news story, but a Monroe man living with his dead girlfriend for a month is blank, Philip.
Oh my God, I almost cussed. That is disgusting. That is beyond disgusting. What is wrong with people?
He didn't kill her, but he did get nailed for not calling the police about her.
What was that? It was Ryan Gosling, and it was that movie where he got that doll, and he lived in his sister's guest home. What was the name of that movie? I gotta look it up. But anyway, it's like that.
Phil, D. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm in Roman, living with his dead girlfriend for a month. Is
looking to dodge some rent.
I would say.
Let's see who the lease is under.
I would say it's loyalty or love.
Oh, please.
Like, next up.
What would be the purpose in that? So
look,
weird.
All the bills were in her name. He had bad credit.
Well, I'm done with you.
They're not going to get paid and everything goes
exactly,
off.
Exactly, but.
All right. D, mm-hmm. Washington local schools should hold their board meetings at blank.
Hooters.
Because Patrick Hickey isn't allowed on school property.
Hooters.
Philip?
I don't know, Imagination Station?
I like Hooters. I like Hooters.
He's a hugger.
Christ.
Philip.
Yeah.
President Trump called certain countries blank holes.
Oh, my God.
That's not the blank, though, right?
Yeah, right.
No, it's the blank.
Like, you want me to fill that in?
With
sinkholes. Oh. With sinkholes. We'll go with that.
D? President Trump called certain countries blank holes. And I love that a lot of news outlets printed the word.
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He called a lot of countries S-holes. That's like, honestly, I don't know what you've, like, an endless hole? What? What?
Can I tell you something?
Hmm.
I have no gripes with this.
Mm-hmm.
And this is sheer hypocrisy because a lot of the people destroying him for saying that. You go live there.
Here's the thing. 100%. The man is not wrong, but as a president of the United States, that is not something that you say in the Oval Office.
That road we've been down a million times.
I know.
And come on. Honestly, can we not agree that we do have a shortage of white blonde people?
We do.
I mean, we need
Norway.
Okay.
We need you. Norway.
Last one, guys. Bring
your smoked salmon and your... And your canoes. I don't know what Norwegians do. Oh, your cruise lines. We need your cruise lines. So come, get on your big Norwegian boats and party all the way here.
By the way, that's the other half of what he said. Oh, he said that we needed more like Norwegian people.
Oh,
20-year-old Shane Missler of Florida won the Mega Millions and took the $282 million payout. Mm. Philip, he will wind up blank.
Being my baby daddy, I'm taking that money.
D, he will wind up blank.
Dead by the age of 20 and a half.
20-year-old Floridian kid who said, I think he prefaced it by saying it was an understatement, but he's like, I had a crash course in economics this week. No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
Not
bro.
For this amount of money.
That's
20.
In Florida, though, that's 20. My thing.
Do you know how many old Floridian people are so pissed off right now? Like, because they know, they're like, it's always one of us who wins.
Is this the year the purge
starts?
And
then all of a sudden, it's this 20-year-old kid.
I'm
20. You can't even, as his parent, because, look, we can all agree, you probably don't mature till the age of 30. There are some
in there,
people,
yeah.
You know, but now you're 20 with $280 million, and your mom and your dad walk into your house that you just bought
mm-hmm.
because you ain't got a job and will never need a job, and all you do is play video games, and they're like this, you need to do something with your life. And he goes, Javier, mm-hmm. get him out. Like
that kid's going to blow that money. He's going to need a job, I promise.
If I'm not mistaken, I think he only bought 5 tickets.
That's $10.
So you're right. He's going to have entire communities of old people at his door with pitchforks.
Yeah. They're like, you owe me. You owe me.
9:00. Jen Wakefield will hop in with us in just a couple of minutes so that you can stay safe on the internet. Broadcasting from the Nationwide Auto Finance.